ever by my side.
Hey, you're listening to 830 AM KSDP in Sign Point, Alaska.
At the turn of the millennium, R&B and soul were taking root with a new, younger audience, partly thanks to D'Angelo, whose 1995 debut, Brown Sugar, was a big driver of the neo-soul movement. In the year 2000, he released his highly anticipated second album, Voodoo, and today, World Cafe correspondent John Morrison joins me to talk about that record, how D'Angelo built on his sound, how he mixed things up, and the impact Voodoo made.
While it may be very much rooted in classic R&B and jazz and all of these older black music forms, Voodoo really helped establish a roadmap for the genre's future.
Digging into D'Angelo's Voodoo as it turns 25 years old on a new Culture Corner today. I'm Raina Duras, and this is World Cafe. First Culture Corner of the year. Always so nice to have John drop by. In the meantime, going back to an album that's turning 40 this year, Meat is Murder by The Smiths. This is The Headmaster Ritual.
We'll be right back.
This is the World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras, joined by John Morrison. John Morrison is a podcast host and the host of Culture Cypher Radio on WXPN in Philadelphia, where we make World Cafe. Every month, he joins me for the Culture Corner. John, what's up?
I'm good, Raina. How you been?
I'm good. What have you brought for us today?
Okay, so today, I feel like I say this every month, but today I wanted to talk about one of my all-time favorite records. This month actually marks the 25th anniversary of the release of D'Angelo's Voodoo.
A bit of Send It On from D'Angelo's Voodoo, talking about it with John Morrison today on the Culture Corner. So, John, when Voodoo was released, it was D'Angelo's first album in 5 years. Could you talk about the lead up to the album and why it was so highly anticipated?
To get a sense of why people were so excited about Voodoo when it came out, you have to first consider the album that preceded it, Brown Sugar, which came out in 1995. It was D'Angelo's debut. It was a considered a watershed moment in contemporary R&B. Brown Sugar also came alongside records like Maxwell's Urban Hang Suite, Erykah Badu's Baduism. So it really helped usher in this new movement in R&B, which Erykah Badu's manager at the time, a gentleman named Kedar Massenburg, dubbed Neo-Soul, which was essentially the aesthetics of 70s R&B repurposed and kind of updated for the hip-hop generation. So D'Angelo was not only part of a movement to kind of refresh R&B and contemporary black music, he himself was sort of held up as like a savior, quote unquote, of R&B. So, you know, by the time you get to the release of Voodoo, this idea around D'Angelo was kind of like this mythical figure who was really bringing a fresh perspective to R&B. That idea had grown, and it left people very, very excited for Voodoo to come.
We're going to hear the song Untitled. How does it feel? What can you tell us about this one?
How does it feel is really a classic soul ballad. It's very much in the style of Prince's Adore, you know, which itself feels like a Tom Bell ballad. So it's kind of like these layers of R&B history and R&B balladry kind of happening in this song. And it's like pure love and sex poured into a piece of music. The vocal was gorgeous. You know, it's just a heavy, beautiful song. And there's a reason why it's still celebrated as a classic.
Here it is. It's D'Angelo, Untitled, How Does It Feel? On World Cafe.
silly little game you and me play. And I'm feeling right on. Feel the same way, baby. Let me know.
Gonna make you well.
D'Angelo, untitled How Does It Feel, from his album Voodoo, which turns 25 years old this month. I'm talking about it with John Morrison on the Culture Corner here on World Cafe. I'm Raina Duris. John, you referred to neo-soul as an update of classic R&B, but there's a lot of experimentation on Voodoo as well. Could you talk about how Voodoo was different from some of the classic R&B that inspired it?
Yeah, Voodoo is really a mixed bag stylistically in a good way. They recorded the record at Jimi Hendrix's Electric Ladyland Studios. And while it's not a rock record, a lot of the ways in which D'Angelo is approaching the blues and soul music on this record, it feels like an extension of that Hendrix spirit. There are certain guitar parts and sounds on this record that feels like, you know, Electric Ladyland or even like Axis Bold as Love. Like, you could tell D'Angelo was pulling from that Hendrix bag, if not the straight up rock stuff, but like the Hendrix blues and R&B approach. But then you also have a song like Devil's Pie, which was produced by DJ Premier, which sonically is like straight up a hip hop record. There's a lot of funky, like Sly Stone influence all of this over this record. There's jazz and Latin stuff. It feels like classic R&B, but with D'Angelo pulling all of these different musical strains from other genres.
What should we listen for in the song Spanish Joint?
Spanish Joint is gorgeous. It's an up-tempo tune. The great jazz guitarist Charlie Hunter is playing on it. The song has all of these beautiful vocal harmonies and this nice brass arrangement. It, you know, like I said, it's jazz, it's soul, it's Latin, it has the blues in it. It's just a gorgeous, eclectic tune in and of itself.
From D'Angelo's Voodoo, this is Spanish Joint on World Cafe.
So control the food, control the feet. Oh, to the course again.
You're listening to The World Cafe, The Culture Corner with John Morrison. I'm Raina Duras, and you just heard the song Spanish Joint from D'Angelo. That's from his album Voodoo that turns 25 years old this month. The next song that you've chosen for us today, John, is Africa. What can you tell us about Africa?
Africa's a beautiful song, and it might be my favorite D'Angelo tune. It's definitely like in the top two or three. It's the closing song on Voodoo. It has this beautiful kind of like descending piano motif. It feels like a lullaby. It's kind of like la 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 la, like it feels like a lullaby, this song, but lyrically it also speaks to this kind of longing that African Americans and really folks throughout the African diaspora feel for Africa and like the idea of Africa. And you have all of this context with slavery and us being forcibly taken from our homeland as a people. And D'Angelo really creates this beautiful song that speaks to that longing and that urge for home. And, you know, it's a fitting way to close a record that in and of itself is really a tribute to Black music and Black culture.
This is Africa from D'Angelo.
We won't
see the feet. From king to queens becomes a prince. Knowledge and wisdom is understanding what we need.
And this day will come.
Ever since the day you came, my whole world began to change. Honor than the then came my life.
For your own.
That is Africa from D'Angelo's album Voodoo. That album turns 25 years old this month. I'm talking to John Morrison about it on the Culture Corner on World Cafe. I'm Raina Duris. So 25 years after its release, why is Voodoo still so important?
I think that Voodoo, in a lot of ways, set a new standard for R&B music post-millennium, right? It's such a rich and broad album musically. You know, a lot of musicians are still pulling from what D'Angelo and, you know, of course, James Poizner and Questlove and all these folks, this cast of musicians that helped him make this record. I think that musicians are still pulling from Voodoo today. You know, what would Janelle Monáe or Frank Ocean or K Tronada, like what would they sound like without this record? So many musicians have taken influence from what D'Angelo did on Voodoo. And while it may be very much rooted in classic R&B and jazz and all of these older black music forms, I think that Voodoo really helped establish a roadmap for the genre's future.
Yeah, it's really, you can see the through line there. John, thank you so much for being here, as always.
It's my pleasure. I take great joy in like hanging with you and talking about all this music. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate you too. Thank you so much. John Morrison is a podcast host and the host of Culture Cypher Radio on WXPN in Philadelphia, where we make World Cafe, and he joins me every month for the Culture Corner. I'm Raina Duras, back in a moment with more World Cafe. First Culture Corner of the year before the break here on World Cafe. You can go back and find all the past Culture Corner segments with John Morrison at worldcafe.org and on the World Cafe podcast. It's a good way to start your year by learning a whole lot about music from John. He's so smart. Search World Cafe wherever you get your podcasts. So here's the thing. Fontaine CC.
Cruise control, babies in Reno with the vitamin D. Got a couple sleep on the love seat. So it came saying I'm insane to complain about a shotgun wedding and a stain on my shirt. Don't believe everything that you breathe. You get a parking violation and a maggot on your sleeve. So shave your face with some mace in the dark. Saving all your fruit stamps and burning down the trailer park. Yo. Because one's got a weasel and other's got a flag. One's on the pole, shove the other in a bag. With the rerun shows and the cocaine nose jug, the daytime crap of the folk singer's club. He hung himself with a guitar string, a slab of turkey neck, and it's hanging from a pigeon wing. But get right if you can't relate. Trade the cash for the beat, for the body, for the hate. And my time is a piece of wax falling on a termite who's choking on the splinters. So
World Cafe.
Ready? One. You will do this four times with the left, four with the right, then eight times with both.
Right. to swim. And that's rock, light of the place.
And if you pull my card, you pull the ace. And if you ask me, turn up the bass. And if you play Defender, I could be your hyperspace.
Oh.
Maggie Rogers, So Sick of Dreaming. And before that, a little body moving from the Beastie Boys. Something to make you appreciate your commute is next on World Cafe.
Ooh.
When I say the word commute, what comes to mind? Getting stuck in traffic, or maybe having to go get gas or find parking. Maybe not the most fun stuff in the world, but there can be a silver lining to being stuck in the car. I'm Raina. This is World Cafe. Soccer mommy lives in Nashville. She drives pretty much everywhere, and she says for her, driving is her quiet time. When she can reflect and when she feels free. And if you think about it, that makes sense. There's no screens. There's no people asking you for stuff. Driving can be an escape, unless you're picking the kids up from school. Here's Soccer Mommy with Driver.
I'm Funding for KSDP is made possible in part by the King Cove Corporation, operating the Fleets, Inn Hotel, the Heart Lakes Apartments, and the Last Hook Off Tavern. The King Cove Corporation is a proud sponsor of KSDP.